Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on this second day of December. We welcome all of you in the spirit of love and blessing and expectation of the very best that can happen by being in closer communion with God and with one another. So we have some people already in our queue. I'm going to open the line. Stormy, I think that's you. You're on.
Yes, Glenda. I received and gave a blessing a couple of days ago. I've been asking if my hands were still active. I deal with my hands. Really high. And she lets me put my hands on her shoulders just for a second is all I needed. And after she got her blood pressure reading, it was in the completely normal range.
That's great.
Well, that tells me my hands are still working. And she was also asking for me, just she's been praying to talk to someone that she could talk to, what she needed to talk about. We talked for an hour. And how nice it is to receive and give at the same time. You know, God put us in the right place to have a little communication there.
Yes, exactly. And I'll say this for the rest of the community who may not realize that each hand is a chakra, that is an energy vortex. This is why the laying on of hands is such a powerful thing. This is why at the end of the sacrament, the priest or minister will hold up the palm of his hand or her hand to the congregation to convey the blessing. And this is also part of our blessing protocol. So the body has a number of these sacred vortex centers through which we pass energy and distribute it to the body. But the interesting thing about the chakras in our hands is they are social chakras. By that I mean this is how we give to one another. And so that's why Stormy was really concerned that his hands were still working. I'm sure he could still use a knife and fork and type on the keyboard, but he was talking about his hands in that way. So glad to hear that, Stormy. You've always been a treasure to all of us who receive your blessing. And Jerome, I see you're back on the call. Hi.
Hi,
you're on.
Yeah, thank you for everything and love and blessings to you. And Andrew is the person that needs some healing now. So, but thank you for everything you are and for God's light, compassion, love, peace, and joy.
Oh, always.
Okay. So all the best with everything for you, and I'm glad you're still
doing so
well. Okay.
Well, you know, the thing is, in spite of the conditions, which are not always so good, I'm doing great. And thank God that I was lifted up to a point where I can see the difference.
Excellent.
And so, that's what I try to help so many of you understand, is that the conditions on this earth are not always just peachy creamy. They're not always exactly what we prayed for. Even if they're not so bad, they might just be boring and pointless. But there's a place where we are inside ourselves still, the divine creation. And sometimes we can see that even more clearly with a backdrop of trouble. Just like at night, we can see the stars better than we can in the day. So have hope, everybody.
Yeah.
And, yes, good to hear from you, Jerome, as always. Eva, you're on.
Hi, yeah, this is Eva. Yes, I am asking for a blessing. We are in a pretty big transition here. I have been actually for a while, but the one which I'm asking a special blessing for is we need to move out of our place, which is in my daughter and son-in-law's house. because they're doing major renovations, actually demolishing a part of the house and rebuilding in a timber frame style, which is going to be beautiful when it's done. But it means we need to move to my other daughter's in Pennsylvania, about 2 hours away. And, of course, due to Charlie's condition, this is somewhat of a challenge. Although I think it will be good because he will be closer to his relatives where he isn't here. And so for this great move and for all of us who have had some trying times with it because it involves the whole family really bringing us, all of us very close together, but then sometimes that's difficult because, like as my daughter said, they've had to get go through like 20-plus years of stuff in trying to decide what to keep and what to throw away because they had to move a lot of stuff out and put things in storage and so forth for the process. So we would really like to have a blessing, and I know this can help us, and that things may go as smoothly as possible in the interim that we are out of here and then come back to a hopefully beautiful house. Our place will not be disturbed, but our entranceway will be. So that means we can't get in and out during the process. So.
I see. Okay. Yes. And that's a very important thing with Charlie's condition.
Yes, it is.
All right. You are on our list, but you
thank
always
you,
are.
Thank you very much.
I think of you every day.
Oh, thank you, Glenda. I know I think of you every day, too, and the blessing givers. And I'm glad that we have this community and know that there are blessings being given. And that always gives me hope because I know that ultimately we are going on the right path. It's just sometimes stony and rocky and gets difficult.
And change is always stressful.
Yeah, change is helpful, but change is difficult sometimes.
Even good change is stressful.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Okay.
So thank you very
Joni,
much.
Joni, you're welcome, and God bless you. Joni,
thanks.
I'm going to open your line. Hi.
Thank you, Glenda. A friend of mine, we've prayed for her before, a niece. She has Parkinson's Plus, and she's just really going, seems to be going downhill here. So if we could, you know, send her a blessing, and hopefully there can be some improvement, but, you know, peace throughout and so forth.
What is her name, Joni?
Anise. Yeah, she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And if I could get a blessing, I'm going through a real challenging work situation. It's been kind of a rocky situation for the whole year, and it's speeding up. I'm doing my best to really, you know, rise above the conditions, as you said, and there are so many, many things in my life I'm extremely grateful for, and even more so now, you know, as you said, in the contrast. But, boy, it sure would be nice to have a little smoother experience where I feel I can truly use, you know, the gifts and talents I have, and the, you know, constant anxiety, which feeds over often into sort of terror when your livelihood's at stake is
sure.
not comfortable, as you know.
No.
As anybody knows, you know.
We all know that, and I there's probably not a single person on this call that hasn't had something of that, at least in the last few years. Because there are so many changes going on in the American economy, the global economy, and just really the way we do business with each other. So we're really pretty much all standing in there with you, but you are on the blessing list.
Thank you very much.
And you already know you can receive miracles. You know how your road got cleared up. So just
focus on
the miracles. They're there.
I know.
But you know, we don't get miracles by focusing on what's wrong.
Right.
You have to separate yourself out so that you, being the perfect child of God, attracts the miracle. And who knows how the miracle will come. You know, so often what we try to do is we try to change a condition into something that we can love. And what's basically wrong with that is that a condition should be what we love without having to change it.
Right.
So the only way to get to that answer, to get out of that paradox, that conflicting dynamic, is to just see yourself different from the condition, see the condition be what it is, and you don't have to love it, but see it be what it is, and then just say, all right, what is the condition I would love? And you may find it something totally different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really very helpful. Because part of what I have been doing is trying to just say, okay, you know, love it, you know, make peace with it, you know. It's,
well, you know, to give kind of an unfair, very indirect comparison, but it's very true and worth looking at, is that so many people form relationships with others, whether it's a romantic relationship or a friendship or reconnection with family. They form a relationship with someone based on, I know I could love this person if I could just get them to be such and such a way. In other words, they form a relationship based on the idea of changing the other person into something they can love. And that's not fair, and it never works.
Right, right.
Sometimes we get stuck with a job, and we say, well, if I could just shape it around like X, Y, and Z, then I could love it. But that will never get you there. You have to accept it for what it is first and then let it change itself.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
It is.
Okay, we're moving on. Joni, you're on the list, and you know you have my blessing.
Thank you, Glenda.
Jean Marie, you're welcome. Jean Marie, you're on.
Thank you, Glenda. Yeah, I just want to thank everybody that I had asked for blessings a couple weeks ago. My mother did pass the 27th, real early in the morning, and she was conscious right up to the end. And her brother, who was also on his way, preceded her by only 4 days. And so that is finished. And I'm happy for my mom. I'm happy for my uncle. I need the blessing now to navigate the new territory and mainly get some recentering and sleep. Rest.
Uh-huh.
I just,
yes.
I'm not a good sleeper anyway, but I'm absolutely, as they say in England, knackered.
Yes, I can imagine.
So that's what I'm asking. The hard, well, I don't know. It's new territory, but it sure brings out the true colors in some branches of the tree that have had to be lopped off. But I just need to recharge, rebalance, and move forward as a motherless child, you know?
Mm-hmm.
New territory.
Yes.
But I'm more happy than sad for her passage, because she wanted
out,
and she's out. Free to fly.
That's good, and free of pain and...
Oh, yeah. She wasn't in pain. She never really was in pain.
That's so good.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Well, you are on our list, and we wish you only the very best.
Yeah, thank you.
And your family. And your family.
Thank you so much.
Tony, you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Judy and I say hi.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Judy's sister. Is a manifester of miracle healing. We were praying for her and sending her blessings. The last couple of years, she had a very, very stage 4 reproductive cancer. And that was completely healed within 6 months when it was originally manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to go in for some tests this week, and she's just feeling a little nervous, but her tests have all been really good for the last year and a half, 2 years. Yeah, one of her markers is a little elevated, so she's a little freaked out. But so we want to send her a blessing and just acknowledge the blessing of her healing and with gratitude, and also send her this blessing for her health and for her peace is really kind
yes.
of what we're doing.
Okay.
That's Judy's sister, Lori. And also, today is the 23rd anniversary of the day that I met Judy. And so I have a great amount of gratitude and joy. We've been married now for 22 years, but this is the 23rd anniversary of the day we met. So,
oh, how sweet. Well, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And Judy, I will have a special place in my heart for your sister, Lori.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we don't have anyone else in the queue right now, so I will we have a few minutes to talk, and I just really wanted to talk about this whole subject of communication. So often, we think that communication is just about either the spoken or written word or the social dialogue in some manner between people. And we don't really look at the fact that the entire universe is spiritual, and every part of every particle of every essence in this universe continues and activates its life through the principles of communication. It has actually been studied by those who are deeply into the science of anti-aging and longevity right now, which is a really big deal. I don't think there's ever been a generation so focused on that. And I think it's because my generation and the boomers in general were the first generation that really had an opportunity to break the law of averages and push the envelope. And so from conventional medicine and science to alternative medicine and alternative healing, there are many, many studies and approaches to what's involved in it. And there are a lot of things that have been discovered that are not being said because you can't make money with it. Unfortunately, even in the New Age community, that's a factor. Because if you're going to spend your time building a website or a holistic practice, you want a little bit of remuneration. But the fact is, I want to talk about some communities that have a tremendous long life. And all the study in the world about supplements and water will not make up for the real truth of why there's longevity there. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because it doesn't cost any money. It doesn't require a doctor or a special practitioner. It requires a way of life that you begin adopting for yourself. There's never been a time in human history when it would be harder to do this, but more important to do this. And here's what it is. I want to talk about just a few. Well, one of them, for example, the citizens of Iceland. They're some of the longest living people on Earth. And the Hunzas that live in the foothills of the Himalayan mountains, and certain of the communities in Korea, and certain of the communities in the South Sea Islands have tremendous long life. Well, it all comes down to two things. One is communication, and the other is community, which are really both the same thing, and then a little bit Well, more than a little bit, and that is a resiliency against getting caught up in the hamster wheel of change. Right now, the biggest competition in the, what I would call the competitive cultures, the biggest competition is, can you keep up with the change? Can you keep up with the changes as well as I can keep up with the changes? And there's always something new being thrown out there on the horizons. And if you don't have the latest gadget or the latest way of communicating through the latest gadget or the latest hype or the latest hip talk, well, you're just not up with it. Nobody will listen to me. And it keeps us rolling. It keeps us moving forward. But a lot of these changes don't add up to anything. They really don't. And it's actually been proven that change is the number one factor in stress. If you're going to submit to change, it had better be for a good reason. Something that's really going to get you the results that you want. But let's talk about the people in Iceland. You know, they're almost like our great-great-grandparents who could look back three generations, and there was almost no change. Like before the telephone was invented, there was almost no change. For five generations, there was almost no change. And what that produced was realities that were coherent. So once you were tuned in to your generation, you are not just tuned into your generation, but the previous three generations, and your kids and your grandkids would be very similar to you. They would understand you. They would speak the same language. And when you would give advice to your grandkids, they would understand, and they'd say, thanks, Grandpa. Got it. And you give your grandchild a piece of your farmland and teach them everything you knew about farming or whatever else it was. Maybe you were in the textile business, or maybe you were in the pottery making business. Whatever it was something that didn't change every 3 years. And you pass on your abilities. And there was communication there. Now, am I making too much out of this communication? No, really not. The studies have proven that the people who live the longest are the ones who are surrounded by more friends. That's communication. Who are surrounded by supportive family members who are actively involved in their local community and do things with and for their local community. People who take time to commune with God, and they have a very well-centered sense of faith. And it doesn't matter what the religion is. Just that you have time and you set aside time to commune with God, the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, or Buddha, or whatever your faith might be, that you commune with it and that you're in touch with nature and natural living. That's communication as well. Now, we can take this all the way into the scientific community, and scientific principles. You can read about this online if you want to challenge my point of view and say, oh, she's all wet. She doesn't know what she's talking about. The fact is, there is a law of elasticity, and that is energy can only travel so far until it will start drawing back on itself. Particles can only travel so far until they will either burn out or they will exchange with another particle to regenerate, or they will retract. It's called the limit of elasticity. It's how far can you go without recharging? This is why you have to sleep. You have to recharge. And you can recharge in more ways than sleep. Sometimes we recharge by being with a good friend, and that's better than a night's sleep. sometimes we recharge with good food, especially if it's natural food, something that we can connect with nature on. That's recharging. What we do for you through the blessing is help you recharge. We expand your limit of elasticity. But you notice at the end of the blessing, we ask you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes. That's so the recharging can work. That's your time to really receive and take it into your body, heart, soul, and being. Now, it's also very important that all parts of you are in communication. Your body, your heart, your soul, your being, your work life, your social life, your prayer life. Now, let's just think about this, your partnership. You know, the fact is, this may surprise you in the modern world, but still, to this day, the number one factor that causes marriages to break up are disagreements of faith. It's still true. You would think in a world where we have moved sort of in the post-spiritual generation, we haven't. We've only moved in a little bit in past the formal doctrine statements about religion. But spirit still governs our life. And when you cannot coordinate with the ones the closest to you in spirit, you're breaking down your communication. It's still the number one cause in the breakups of marriage. I'm serious. It's still above money and above infidelity. Yep. May surprise you. It's the truth. Statistics. So, are you in communion with yourself? Now, are you making money in a way that's in communion with you? So that when you're doing your work, you know, you don't have to like every part of it, because the fact is, we get paid for serving others. Really, truly, you don't get paid for serving yourself. That's what you're expected to do for free. Serve yourself, pay yourself. That's it. You know, there are times when, as a teacher, I just have to forget about the fact that I'm tired. I have to forget about the fact that I already know this stuff. I have to forget about the fact that all of my prep time is not for me. It's for figuring out how to help other people understand this better. In other words, I'm paid for making what I know valuable to other people. And in the end, when I see that I've achieved that, I love it. But during the times when I'm doing it, it can be, well, tiring. A little bit of a drag, a little bit of been there, done that, but got to keep going because I want to get there. I know that I'm going to be so happy when I see the results. So that's what I mean when I say you don't have to love every part of your work. You just have to love the fact that it is your work. Okay, I love my work. Oh, my gosh, I wouldn't trade this in for anything else in the world, except that I would like to paint a little more than I do. But other than that, I love, love, love my work, but not every part of it, every day. I don't like having to deal with computers that shut down on me. I don't like having to deal with telecommunication companies that don't do what they say they're going to do, and recordings don't work, and all of that. You know, no matter what you do, there's always going to be some part of it you don't want. That's the world, and that's part of our work, is that we put up with all the parts we don't like so that we can serve others, coordinate with others, and have a great product in the end. Now, are you with people you love? Sometimes, in order to be with the people you love, it's kind of like a social club. There may be a few grumpies there. There may be a few people that place a judgment on you. So you just have to say, okay, the world is full of everybody, and you focus on the ones you love. And it's really about as simple as that. And don't go into judgment, because if you go into judgment, you will attract their judgment even more than it's already there. And don't worry about if they judge you, because that's their business. It's not yours. It only becomes your business if you judge them. So don't judge them. That's why, that's how to put up a perfect windshield repellent. Just don't judge other people. And then let their judgments be their business. Okay, same with family. You're not going to like every member in your family, but you're going to love some of them. Pick the ones you love, be with the ones you love, and just set up a respectful distance with the ones you don't. And don't judge them. You know, life is hard. And everybody's got the same problem. You're not the only one. They've got the same problem you do. The problem that not everything in every, you know, it's life is like a salad bar. You go through it. I'm not going to put everything on my plate. There are some, I'm sorry, but there's some foods I just don't like. And I'm not going to eat them. And I don't care if they're organic. I don't care if the latest holistic doctor says you're supposed to eat a lot of X, Y, and Z. If I don't like them, I'm not going to eat them. And that's important that you recognize that, because if you eat something you don't like, you won't have a good communication with it, and your body won't communicate well with it. Communication is what it all comes down to, because communication is what strengthens the length of elasticity. It's what will strengthen your life. And everybody's got their opinion. And you can listen to it, learn from it, try it. If it doesn't work for you, say, this doesn't work for me. I'm so glad it works for you, but it doesn't work for me. Now, one thing I have learned, and I will pass this on just because I think it may be of great benefit for all of you, every one of you. As we get older, and by getting older, I mean after the age of 35, and I would imagine from the voices that I hear, most of you are over 30. Okay. The walls of your cells start thickening. That's the first sign. And then they start hardening. And you don't pass things through the cell walls as fluidly as you once did. There are actually some doctors and medical scientists and holistic practitioners that have gone so far as to say that we basically all die of dehydration. I wouldn't go that far. You know, people have a way, once they have a pet theory, to exaggerate it. So I wouldn't go that far, but there's a little bit of validity there, because when your cells cannot pass, well, the toxins that are in it out and bring in the fluids that are available, you can get seriously dehydrated. And if you've ever had a good meal, and 30 minutes later or an hour later or 2 hours later, long before it could have all been digested, you're hungry again, that's your body telling you, hey, look, that didn't work for me. I'm not getting anything out of it. You probably need water. You probably need water more than anything. But now if you drink a lot of water, and all you do when you drink a lot of water is exercise your bladder more, then you're not getting water either. And if you are a person who has lots of salty cravings, that really means your cells are wanting and needing more water. So I would highly recommend that you drink Pedialyte, not flavored. Don't drink the flavored stuff or the sweetened stuff, because that's not good for you. Really, I'm talking about the stuff you would give babies that has no flavoring and no sugar. It's just a little bit acidic, and it's rather salty. If you have a couple of glasses of that a day, you will lose your craving for Doritos or olives or whatever you've been craving that's salty. Because what you were really craving was something that would help your body acquire fluid. As your body acquires fluid, it will eliminate toxins. And that's really good for everybody. And you can get, I get mine at Walmart because Walmart has a generic version of it that's just as good as the famous brand. And I keep it chilled and on ice, and I put it with coconut water, which is just my favorite drink now. And it increases cellular communication. When you get cellular communication, you're going to get better communication in all of your organs, all through your body, for all of your dynamic needs. It's going to help you eliminate not just toxins, but bacteria and viruses and accumulated metals and minerals that you've overloaded on. It'll help you get rid of them, and it'll help you take in fresh, clean water, which is really what you need. You'll find that you start losing weight. I discovered this over the last year. Over the last year, I made a pact to myself, and I'll tell you more about this next week. I want to get us into the blessing now, but I'll tell you what the promise was. My weight had just been increasing, increasing, increasing to the point that I just felt sluggish. I wasn't really, to say not morbidly overweight is an understatement. I was nowhere close to that. But I was a little bit overweight, and I was way over my comfort weight. And I wanted to weigh what I weighed when I was 18 years old, because that's when I felt terrific. And I could never get back down to that weight, no matter what I did. I could lose 10, 20 pounds, and then I'd stop. I could never get past the barrier. Well, in the last year, I have lost 62 pounds. And I feel terrific. And about every 10 pounds, I would hit, it was almost like an archaeological dig. I would hit a dead civilization, something about my life at about that poundage had become traumatic and wasn't working. My cells had lost communication at that pound level. And that's when I started drinking the Pedialyte, because it increased the communication of my cells. And my cells could then let go of fat. They could let go of cellulite. They could let go of all the toxins that were there that had built up at either stressful or traumatic moments in my life. And this whole year was like going through about 10 layers of an archaeological dig. And every time I got to one of those stop points, well, you know what they're like. And the reason we gain weight back so fast is the same way we run away from fire. We get close to a fire, we run back from it. Well, every one of those stop points is a traumatic stop point within your body. You're going to run away from it. You're going to get away from it as fast as you can. It could have been a time when you had surgery. Could have been a time when you lost your job. Could have been a time when you had a traumatic relationship. Something happened. You gained weight. And, of course, women have this all the time with childbirth and even carrying the child and in different situations with the children. We are the worst about storing fat in our archaeological stop points, and it's very hard to get through them. It takes purging. It takes getting through it. I would have a whole course on this to help you through it. I can't do it right now, but I have a calling somewhere along the line to do just that, because I did what I thought was impossible. But the one thing that came clear from that, that I know will help everybody, whether you're working on life, prolonging your life, restoring your life, having a better life, whatever you're doing, it will assist you in body level communication. And when your body is in better communication, every part of the rest of you will be also. So we're going to go into deep spiritual communication now. It's our time to be with one another and God in spirit. So just relax in your seat. Let go of the world. And it doesn't matter what posture you're in. I would hope that your feet are bare, or if not bare, with natural covering. And if your head can't be bare, then let it be covered with something natural, because we're going to be pulling energy through it. And we want that communication from heaven to earth to be as free and fluid and open as possible, because it's this kind of communication that causes our life to be refreshed, rebooted, rehabilitated, upgraded. And from this level of communication, your body will be empowered. Your body basically knows what to do. It already knows every miracle that could ever be performed. But we're blocking it by restraining our communication. And there's so many ways we restrain our communication. But for now, be open. Let anything be possible in the way of communication from heaven to earth and back from earth to heaven. I will say my prayer to Yeshua, and then you begin your prayer while we conduct this energy. Dear Yeshua, we pray to offer our gratitude for what has already been given and shall be given and is being given even as we pray. We thank you for your blessing and for being our bridge to heaven and for being our bridge over troubled waters on this earth, for helping us to be in our faith and to stand strong in the core of our being, knowing that that is our true condition, not these external things that surround us and challenge us and try their best to define us. We thank you for just taking our hand right now and leading us out of that condition, whatever condition we are in, because it is not the condition that will heal us. It is the power of the Holy Spirit in communication with God and the earth and the cosmos. And you with your love, and us with our love, that all things are made whole. We ask that you be with the lonely, with the sick, and with those who don't know to pray, that they may discover that their life is already in a state of prayer if they could just see themselves for who they are. We ask that you be with the children and with the elderly passing and with all of those who are in troubled conditions with their health, whether it's their time to leave or whether this is an opportunity to heal. We ask that you be with them and bring the best unto them. As always, the love that you are. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Receive and soak it up. Bye-bye for now, and God bless you always.